Praise the Lord. How is everyone tonight? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, just yielding myself to you, Father, just asking that I minister to your people with the words that I bring forth tonight, Father. Father, I just ask that they listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth and they're able to receive it. Father, I ask you to let me say only what you want me to say and nothing more, Father. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come to your house tonight, Father. Father, I want to take the time to uplift our pastors and just pray over them, Father, and we just bind any sickness that's coming against them and anyone in this church body. Father, I thank you and I praise you for everything that you're doing, and I just ask that you let everyone receive what's intended this night, and I ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask audio to play a song for me tonight before I get started, and I hope it gets you stirred up the same way that it did me. So I know that praise and worship's been awesome tonight, and this isn't the norm for me, but I'm going to do something a little bit different tonight. The name of the song is, well, actually, let me say the title of my message. The title of my message tonight is Tithing, Now or Later. And then the song that we're going to listen to first is Give to the Lord. And it's sung by Ron, I hope I'm saying this last name correctly, Cannoli, I believe. Not sure if y'all have ever heard it, but I hope that it ministers to y'all.
One of the best ways that we can prove that we love the Lord is by giving. Amen. And we're going to sing a song about giving, and it's got some hand motions, and I want you to join with me, okay? Will you do that? Here we go, watch me. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give to the Lord. Help me out now, here we go. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over.
Yeah. when you give to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. A funny thing happens when you start talking about money as a Christian. Most people start to get uncomfortable. Money is one of those things that most people do not want to talk about. Somehow most folks feel that talking about money is unspiritually and worldly, but that is not true. I hope that you listen to those words closely, because that song tells us to give in love, to give in faith, and to give with joy and a smile on your face. And how you give is a reflection of your gratitude. You know, it also tells us to not be stingy and don't be tight. We need to learn from the widow in the Bible who gave her last dime. Those words, to me, say a lot. Tithing is very, very important, and it helps us grow spiritually as Christians. Why does God tell us to tithe? Deuteronomy 14:23. The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives. God doesn't need your money, but He wants what it represents. It represents your heart. He wants you to trust Him. This also shows your love for God. Tithe out of your love for God, not because you have been pressured to do so or because the church needs your money. The church doesn't need your money. The Bible tells us that we need to tithe, and we need to be obedient to that. It also expresses our faith. You must realize that God is not moved by your wants or your needs. He is moved by your faith. That does not mean that He does not care about your wants and your needs, because He does. But we have to do our part, and we have to be obedient as well. Trust God that what you give in tithes and offering will not only return to you, but it will multiply. God can multiply that. Worship Him with all that you have, including your finances. Whatever you want God to bless, you have to put Him first in. So if you want God to bless your finances, you have to put Him first in your money. You have to give Him that first 10%. We can't give God what's left over. If you give that first 10% to God, I assure you that God's going to let that income come back to you, and He can multiply that income. In the world today, sometimes numbers don't add up, but God always adds up. Throughout Scripture, we are encouraged to give the first part of our resources to God as an expression of honor and gratitude to Him. Honor the Lord with your first thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall that the barns be filled with plenty, and presses shall burst out with new wine. That's Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. God made 90% of a paycheck go farther than 100% of a paycheck. That's the kind of math that makes absolutely no sense from an economical perspective. But we know that God is above all. Tithing is a heavenly standard. It operates in a different field. Next time you think about tithing, please take the time to reflect on what God has done for you and give accordingly. I don't believe that there's anyone sitting here tonight that cannot say that God has did something for you. He's blessed you abundantly in some kind of way. Regardless if you needed a new job, you may have needed the power bill paid, regardless of what your need is, someone may have needed a healing in your family. Whatever the circumstances are, God has you. But this goes back to, we have to be obedient as Christians. We have to do our part. When we talk about tithe, I want you to dig real deep into your heart and remember that God has already did so many things for you, and He's did so many things for me. Think about this. What battles has God won in your life?
Amen.
How has your life changed for the better because of Him? What has God given you? And then after you think about that, based on the answers to your individual questions, What can you give God as a thank you gift? And remember, the tithe is the first 10%. Anything that is over the 10% is your offering, and yes, there is a difference. The offering can't substitute for the tithe because the tithe is the first 10% of the gross income, and then anything given after that, of course, would be your offering to the church. The Bible also tells us to give to our storehouse. Oasis is my storehouse, and if you're sitting here tonight, I believe that Oasis is your storehouse. Amen. Give your tithes to your storehouse. You know, Miss Bonnie already set the atmosphere for this lesson tonight. She did an amazing lesson Sunday night on tithing as well. And God promises us that He will await those who are obedient to Him. He challenges us every day to give Him the privilege to prove Himself. He promised that we would be blessed in return. He will protect our finances just as He protected the obedient people in the Old Testament from the insects that would devour their crops. Most important, our witness is recognized by others and can't be used to attract others to Him through His blessing to us. The principle of tithing is relevant for today. However, many make excuses for not returning that portion to God. But I say to you tonight, that is only an excuse. They fret over the economy and the job loss, fear of increased taxes, and generally they anticipate the worst, okay? As Christians, we can't anticipate the worst. We have to know that God is going to supply our need. If we're being obedient to Him and we're paying our tithes faithfully, He's going to supply the need. And we just have to trust that He's going to do that. And we are all growing individually as Christians, each and every one of us every day. We can always learn something new. We just can't allow our circumstances to prevent us from giving. Because if you do that and you wonder why your situation isn't getting any better, it's because you're not giving obediently. It tells us in Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. He's telling us right there in that scripture to test Him. If you will not open your windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be a room enough to receive it. He's telling us that He will bless us so much and open so many windows, that's plural, that we're not going to be able to contain all of those blessings. All that we have is a gift from God, every single thing. Therefore, a tithe is just a mere portion of what He's already given to us, what He's given to us each and every day. God says that when we tithe, it unlocks something in the spiritual realm that enables God to start taking action on our behalf. Don't you want God to start taking action on your behalf? Don't you want Him to supply that need? And you know, God doesn't always work on our time, and that's okay, because His timing is perfect. He knows the right time. He knows when to show up and when to show out, and He's going to make it happen. This is something that takes place in the spiritual realm, and it enables God to start taking action on our behalf. The first thing that happens is God is able to open up the windows of heaven, and He begins to pour out the blessings, the financial blessings, over our lives if we're willing to receive it. If you're willing to receive it, then God's willing to give it to you. But guess what? When we tithe to our local church, we allow God to supercharge His blessings over our finances. It enables Him to bring increase to our finances in ways that we would never expect. Of course, increase in our finances wouldn't do us any good if all the increase was being wasted, right?
Amen.
Fortunately, when we tithe, it also unlocks something else in the spiritual realm. Then God steps in and actively rebukes the devourer on our behalf to keep our finances from being drained off by all sorts of things beyond our control. Things like the car tearing up, the tire going flat, all of those things, that's an inconvenience to me and you. But God, He can rebuke those things. Let tithing be a priority in your life. I feel very blessed that I attend a church that speaks on tithes and offering. And tithing should be a priority in our life. I am a living and walking witness of what tithing can do for you. God has did so many things for my husband and I just through our obedience and tithing. And what he does for me, he will also do for you. I love the Oasis Christian Center Super Kids Creed. Most of you have probably had the opportunity to hear the Super Kids Creed, as every now and then we do allow the children to stand in front of the church and they recite this. But I love in that creed, it says, it teaches our children, and this is something that we should all teach our children. I am a tither, not a taker. Amen. That's good. Amen. We need to teach our children to be tithers, not takers. Because if they know that they can trust God just by paying that tithe and that God is going to supply that need, that's going to set them up. It's going to set them up for the right direction in life when they get to be grown. Because at the end of the day, nobody owes us anything, you know, and you know, they really don't. So, you know, we should teach our children that we tithe and God provides for us. He's going to supply the need. There's no doubt about it. God deserves and expects us to give to Him first before anyone else. It has to be first. God doesn't want our leftovers. And it's out of obedience to Him and just, you know, just showing Him that we trust Him and we love Him. God doesn't just store up wealth for us, but He stores up all kinds of promises and blessings. And each and every one of us want the blessings that God has for us. If you have a desire for something, God wants to bless you with that. And like I said, I know He does it all in His timing, and that's okay, because we know that His timing is the right timing. Also, make sure that you do your charitable deeds in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Amen. You know, tithing is a commandment with a promise, and we need to stand on that promise. Blessings will come to full-time payers because their consistent efforts in obedience to the commandment. Tithing strengthens your faith. It strengthens your faith. I'm sure that everyone in here has been at a point in their life when they weren't sure what was going to happen next. They weren't sure. We've all been there, and it's okay. We've all been there. But that's when we have to step back and let go and let God take control of the situation. And when we do that, He's going to take care of His children. Yes. He's going to take care of each and every one of His children. Tithes and offering are a part of God's system of finances. It is a system that's completely different from the world's because it's there to help you prosper. God wants to see us prosper, each and every one of us. He wants to see us prosper in life. He doesn't want to see us working 10 jobs and still not being able to pay the bills. God doesn't want that for you.
Amen.
And if you will be obedient to God, there might be circumstances going on, but God can work those circumstances out. Yeah. He will work it out to where you don't have to work those 5 jobs and you're still going to make ends meet because the money is going to be there because He is going to supply the need. In God's system, this is how you increase. For example, if you want new clothes, pray about it and then consider giving a portion of your clothes as a seed. We all need to plant seeds, okay? If you plant a seed, then God will reap a harvest. And we all want that. You know, God wants His children to be blessed abundantly. And He doesn't want you to be in debt. He doesn't want us to be in debt. You know, He doesn't want us to have to sit up and wonder every night how the bills are going to get paid, or, you know, how you're going to put your child through college, or whatever the circumstances might be. We all have different circumstances, and we are all continuing to grow in Christ each and every day. And I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again. An offering is different from a tithe. The tithe is, of course, the first 10%. And an offering is a free will gift to any person or organization. It's a gift beyond the tithe, not instead of your tithe. Not instead of the tithe, it's above the tithe. An offering can be done in the form of money, clothes, food, or almost anything that God prompts you to give. We should all want to be givers. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to go out there and give all of your money away, but if God is leading you to do something for someone, be obedient to what God is telling you to do. Just as an example, if I feel led to take somebody to lunch and buy them lunch, if I feel like God is leading me to do that, then I'm going to be obedient to Him and I'm going to bless them and just do what I feel like God is telling me to do. God rewards the obedient. He rewards the obedient. And, you know, the devil is going to try to make you think that it's okay to not tithe, that, you know, you'll get by, it'll be all right. No, it's not going to be all right. We need to be obedient. We need to give that tithe to the Lord because that is His money. That is the Lord's money. He blessed us with the job or, you know, for us to go to every day to make those, to make that money. And we should be obedient to Him and give to Him what is His. I've been very blessed since I've been coming to this church. And I'm very grateful for all of the things that God has did for my husband and I. My car was going to die and I didn't know how I was going to get to work, but guess what? God opened a door, several years ago and he blessed me with a truck, and it was amazing. I mean, God can do things that, that people can't do. You know, and it excites me, you know, every time He gives me a blessing, I'm just so excited to share that with someone because we need to share the things that God is doing for us. Let's not let God give us all of these blessings and keep them in and not tell anybody. We need to tell somebody. We need to tell our brothers and sisters what Christ is doing for us. That encourages people. Don't you want to be an encourager in life? We want to be encouragers, not discouragers, right? So let's share what God has done for us. I challenge you tonight, if you're struggling with tithes and offering, I challenge you to get close to God. I want you to start praying about it. And I want you to say, God, I'm going to give this circumstance to You. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't need to know how it's going to work out. I don't need to see how it's going to work out. Because remember, we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. So I just want you to just spend a little bit of alone time with God and say, God, I'm going to make the decision and I'm going to be obedient to You. If you're not tithing faithfully 10% off of your gross income, I challenge you to make that decision. You make that covenant with God. You're not making that covenant with me nor Oasis Christian Center. You make that with God. And if you do that, I assure you that you're going to come tell me something. I don't know what it is, but you're going to come tell me something that God has done for you or a way that He has blessed you from being obedient. He's not a favor of person, so what He does for me, He will do for you. I hope tonight that you make that decision to get close to God and just say, God, rain down on me. And let me put You to the test. I've tried everybody else's way, and we've all did it. We've all tried the world's way. But guess what? The world's way didn't work for me. God's way works for me. So guess what? I'm going to tell you that God's way is going to work for you. Okay? So I know that somebody in this church is going to tell me something real good within the next 2 months. You don't have to tell anybody. Like I said, you make this between you and God. Okay? And I assure you that if you do that and you're obedient to Him, that He will reward you. I feel great when I give my tithes. And I hope that you feel the same. I know that God can do so many things, and He can open so many doors. And, you know, I actually feel privileged and honored. I feel honored to be able to give God what belongs to Him, because I wouldn't have the job that I have if it wasn't from Him. And, you know, a lot of y'all have heard me give testimonies on Sunday morning. And, you know, I've worked at my job for 12 years. Well, they decided about 8 or 9 months ago to close the billing office that's been open for 30-something years, okay? I had taken a promotion a little while, about a month or so prior to them making that decision and announcing it to the company, but guess what? I'm an obedient tither, and I have the favor of God in my life. And, you know, it is very sad when people lose their jobs, and I know that we've all been there. We have all been there, and it's a very unfortunate circumstance. But I was covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I was covered by Him. I know that it was Him that gave me that blessing. He protected me. He wanted me to be still. And I'll say this, if God is not telling you to move, do not move. Because if you move and God has not told you to move, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a real big problem. And we've heard testimonies about that. And we just all need to continue to be obedient to God. And I assure you that if we do that, it's our season. Yes. It's our season, okay? It's time to flourish and it's time to prosper. Yes. And in closing tonight, I have one more song that we're going to close with tonight. And the name of the song is "This Is Your Season." So I just kind of want you to take in everything that I've said tonight. And like I said, you make this covenant between you and God. It's not between us and the church. But just know that God is the supplier of everything, and He is the supplier of all your needs. He's the healer. He's the counselor. He's all of those things. And we just have to trust in Him that He is going to take care of His children. And each and every one of us know that He will do exactly what the Word says that He will do. Thank you. And I will ask audio if they'll play that last song in closing.
Take it to bed.
praise the Lord.